Why is my urine frothy? I am male and pee standing up. And generally, the entire bowl is one frothy pool by the time I am done. Some have told me this is related to sugar, but I've drastically reduced my sugar intake with no change in froth. David, I'm from New Jersey, and I'll never forget a second, third grade trip we took to visit a village of Lenni Lenape, which is a tribe that resided in New Jersey back in the heyday of American Indian culture. And each of us in our little third grade class went up to the, this is a true story, went up to the sort of tribal elder at this village, and we were each given Indian names. And the name I was given was Frothy Urine. So I love this question.
And then did you go swimming in a frothy pool? This is actually real. You know, I'm not saying you necessarily have this, David. You might just have a very powerful stream and it generates a lot of froth. But there are things that you can figure out from your urine. Frothy urine, if you have a lot of protein in your urine, you can get frothiness. And proteinuria can be a symptom of nephrotic syndrome is one of the things. But there are a variety of other kidney issues and other diseases that you can have. There's a bunch of other urinary things. I was researching this. There are two things that I came across. In Medline, in the medical search engine, I put in the word frothy. And I came up with one article. It's totally unrelated, but it was about somebody dying from swallowing a piece of gum. And they found this gum lodged in this frothy sputum. So I now chew gum with fear. Thank you, David. But I did find several diseases that can be diagnosed by the smell of your urine. And I thought one of them we've talked about before, which is maple syrup urine disease. But there are two others.
There are actually all sorts of things that can be diagnosed, or so some people think. I was just filling time as you cleared your head there.
Okay. So there's a disease called isovaleric acidemia.
Mm-hmm. Or better known as Fred Flintstone syndrome.
No, but isovaleric acidemia, and I won't go into the details of this disease, but with that, your urine smells like sweaty feet. Very bizarre. And the other one is a disease called multiple carboxylase deficiency. I had to look this one up because these are not diseases you see every day. And the smell that you get is tomcat urine. Which I have no idea. What does a tomcat smell like?
Is it Tom Cruise and
I would think just a very potent cat pee smell.
Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise.
It smells like
them. Like a piss in their house.
What if your pee smells like Febreze?
Then you've been drinking too much Febreze. People look at their urine. They always won't try and diagnose things by the color.
Look at your urine.
Urinary color does not mean an enormous amount. Your urine can turn orange from a variety of medications. There's a drug that a lot of people use for urinary tract infections called Peridium. It's a painkiller, and that can turn your urine orange. Urostat, I think, is the over-the-counter name. Rifampin is a drug for tuberculosis and for other infections that can also turn your urine orange. If anyone's ever had beets, it can turn your urine red. I actually thought I had a kidney stone. I was at the hospital, and I was peeing, and I saw this scarlet urine, and I'm sitting there pounding myself on the back to see if I have flank pain, and then I remembered I had beet juice.
Flank pain.
Flank pain. I love a nice flank steak.
That's like a Gang of Four cover band in some little place on the turnpike. Flank pain, appearing tonight with furry tongue and sweet and sour vulva.
Or is it possible just that the frothy urine is normal?
It could be normal. Well, you ever see a nice, powerful waterfall and some of the water is a little frothy?
If David is peeing from a little stepladder or is getting really good velocity and impact on the water, it'll churn
but
that.
But, David,
churn
the simple answer is if you get
up.
A urinalysis, you can get your answer. I would suggest that you send it to Salad Girl, but we don't know where she is.
Do we have time for me to say one thing? It's that if you were to go online and look up what this symptom means, frothy urine, you would find an amazing gamut of almost every possible disorder. And it brings up something we'll talk about some other day, which is the internet, hypochondria and the internet and trying to diagnose yourself, because usually symptoms exist in constellations, and it's probably not a great idea to get all crazed about one simple little bubbly pee.
And then we'll talk about constellations.
And that wraps up another episode of The Body Odd. If you'd like to email a question for Mark or Billy, or listen to past shows, or make some suggestions, please visit thebodyodd.msnbc.com. We want to hear from you. That's all for now.
Goodbye.